Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Positively Healthy Weight Loss with me, Dr. Orlena Kerrick. I am going to show you how to retrain your mind and your body so that you can transform your life and get to healthy, amazing you and really, really enjoy it and have fun being healthy and leading a long and vigorous life. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Positively Healthy Weight Loss with me, Dr. Orlena. Welcome to episode 3. This is 10 minutes on emotional eating and cravings. So everything you need to know to nail emotional eating. Okay, I'm going to start off by telling you a story. I'm going to tell you the story of Cara. When I first met Cara, she knew that she turned to food for comfort. And one of the ways that this really manifested was being in a social situation. And being in a social situation and finding herself eating food that she didn't really want to eat, but just because she was offered food, it meant that she felt that she couldn't say no. So she wanted the food. Part of her wanted to say no, but she wasn't capable of saying no. Now, fast forward, and Cara has nailed emotional eating. So she can easily go into a social situation, be offered whatever food is on offer and go, do you know what? I genuinely don't want this food. I'm perfectly happy to say no. It's not difficult for me to say no. I'm not using discipline because I have zero desire to eat this food. Now, another story of one of my clients, which I think really highlights the emotional eating aspect. And this is, I had a stressful telephone conversation and before I knew it, I was halfway through a packet of cookies. So when we unpacked it, you can see what happens. But in the moment, it's, oh my goodness, telephone call, put the phone down, wake up halfway through a packet of whatever food it is that you don't want to eat because you are stressed. So here are some of the things that you might hear about emotional eating. I'm so stressed. I'm turning to food for comfort. Food is my reward. So anytime you're rewarding yourself with food, I deserve this. It's a treat. That is emotional eating. And we talked a little bit about how eating is really about nourishing our body. And when we're eating beyond that, it is emotional eating. Now, that does not mean that emotional eating is all bad. Of course, part of society is emotional eating. We eat at parties, we eat at celebrations, and that's all okay. The problem is, when does emotional eating become a problem? And there are really two different areas. And number one is when you're seeing negative consequences. So, for example, you're putting on weight, or when food really takes over your brain and you can't stop thinking about it and you want to think about other things and do other things and be productive in other areas of your life. So those are really the problems with emotional eating. And so many people say to me, hey, you know what? I eat relatively healthily, except when you nail down, when you really think about it, you find out that it's, yeah, I eat healthily, except I eat cookies at nighttime. I eat cookies when I'm stressed. I eat chocolate. I eat pretzels. And I've got this bad habit of turning to food for comfort. And really, it is stopping me from losing weight. It's stopping everything from falling into place. So let's unpack this a little bit. Question number one, what are emotions? And it's really important to understand what emotions are in order to be able to understand how to figure out this problem. Now, emotions are our body's way of understanding the world. So we have so much input coming into our brain all at once. We have sounds, we have vision, and then we have thoughts, you know, our brain processing what is going on. So much input that our brain isn't able to slowly process everything in quick enough for us to be able to function. So we have these things called emotions, which are sensations and feelings within our body that we have socially constructed. Yes, emotions are social constructions that we have socially constructed so that we can understand the world. And one thing I would say, this is a quote that I really love, is that humans are emotional beings who think rather than thinking beings who feel emotions, which basically means we are led by our emotions. So think of it like this. You are back in the day, you see a stick on the ground, or you see something that looks like a stick. Is it a stick? Is it a snake? And they can both look very similar, but something in your body tells you, ah, yes, I'm scared of this. Perhaps it's a snake. Or I'm not scared. It's just a stick. And what is that thing? That is your emotion. Now, the other thing to say, well, there's several things to say about emotions. But one of the things to say about emotions is that humans are hugely negatively wired. Why? Because this is a survival instinct. It's much better to think that the stick is a snake and not worry about it, okay, nothing's happened to you, than to think the stick, the snake, is a stick, and then it's lights out for you. So it's much better from a survival point of view to be emotionally wired. However, we don't live in a world of sticks and snakes and things like that anymore. We live in the modern world where we really aren't at danger of huge threats anymore. Okay, so another thing to say about emotions is emotions are hugely, hugely connected to how we think. So, for example, if you're thinking, hey, I'm on top of the world, it's great, it's a fabulous day. Hey, guess what? You're going to be feeling some good emotions. If you're thinking, oh my goodness, another day at work, I've got this to do, I've got that to do. Oh my goodness, how am I going to fit it all in? What are you going to be feeling? You're going to be feeling frustration and overwhelm. Now, whether emotions come first, emotions lead to thoughts, thoughts lead to emotions, it's a point of debate. The point is they're really, really close together. So here's a typical thing that can happen. You have a thought, oh my goodness, I am frustrated and overwhelmed. I'm so bored of doing my work. What am I going to do? I feel frustrated and overwhelmed. My action is I go to the fridge and I take out some chocolate and I eat some chocolate. And then I have another thought about that, which is me judging myself and think, oh my goodness, I lack discipline. I'm hopeless. None of this is ever going to work. And then you feel even worse. Yeah? Now, let's think of that in a different way. Okay. I'm busy doing my job. I don't really like doing it. It's boring, but I can do hard things. I'm going to keep going. And then I don't go and get the chocolate. And then I feel proud of myself. I keep going and I've got a sense of achievement. And yes, there was that emotion of feeling bored. Boredom is an emotion. There was that feeling of being bored right in the middle, but I kept going and I changed it round. So that is like the highlights of what emotions are. Now, I always say there are three things that you can do when you have emotions. Number one, you can act on the emotion. What does that look like? I'm cross. My kids are cross. They're going to shout and they're going to yell and they're going to scream. Oh my goodness, my kids scream and yell so much. That is them feeling their emotions and acting from a place of emotion. Number two, you can distract yourself from an emotion. Now, you can do this either in an intentional way or in an unintentional way. Guess what? Emotional eating is doing it in an unintentional way. So you don't like an emotion, stress, you have that stressful phone call, you don't like it, you distract yourself from the stress by going to eat something. But you can do this in an intentional way. So I'm feeling a little bit down. I'm going to put on some music and lift myself up. I'm going to go for a walk or go for a run and clear my brain. That's okay. Number three. You can sit with the emotion. Now, here's the thing about emotions. They don't actually last very long. They last around 90 seconds. The pure emotion lasts around 90 seconds. Now, I know you're going to say, no, my emotions last much longer. Yes, they do, because they're constantly being triggered by those thoughts that we have. If you keep thinking that thought, oh my goodness, I'm hopeless, none of this is going to work for me, then you're going to keep feeling that negative emotion. So you can feel the emotion. What does this look like? Hello, anxiety. I can see you sitting right next to me. Okay, I'm just going to feel this. I'm going to just breathe and let this pass. Or anger. I'm just going to let this anger pass. Or excitement, enjoyment. It can be a positive emotion as well. So that is basically everything you need to know about emotions in a nutshell. And now if we think about emotional eating, what is that? Okay, you're feeling a negative emotion that you don't like. And you want to avoid that negative emotion. So you need to pay attention and find out what that negative emotion is. It might be stress. It might be overwhelm. It might be a lack of self-worth. It might be boredom. And you're getting a positive emotion from how you eat. And that might be comfort. It might be calmness. It might be being serene. It might be enjoyment. Obviously, there's normally some glucose involved in that, but really dig down and think what that emotion is. And now the next questions you need to ask yourself is, how do I reduce that emotion in my life? So take stress, for example. How do I reduce stress in my life? Okay, well, I am going to do some stress relieving things. I'm going to do some exercise, or I'm going to do some meditation, and that's going to reduce my stress so that I'm not triggered to go and emotionally eat. And then the next question to ask yourself is, okay, this positive emotion, yes, I want that positive emotion. How do I get that positive emotion without turning to food? So it might be that you feel like you need to reward yourself. How can you reward yourself? How can you get that feeling of looking after yourself without turning to comfort for food? Now, I know I said I was going to talk about cravings as well. A quick talk about cravings. What are cravings? Cravings are basically a habit gone wrong. They are basically emotional eating, but for a specific food. And normally that specific food is sugar, it's glucose in some form or another. So it might be bread, it might be pasta, it might be pretzels, but it is something that is quick release sugar, and it is the same thing. Now, the other aspect to both emotional eating and cravings is, yes, you need to do this thought work, but you also need to change the way you eat. Because if you are emotionally eating chocolate, and you cut out chocolate, but you are eating cake and cookies and all of those sweet things, you're just going to transfer your emotional eating onto those cakes and cookies at some stage. That's what's going to happen. You're just going to transfer it. So I really recommend that people do both things. They work on their emotions and at the same time work on healthy foods as well, the two things together. Okay, I've done just over 10 minutes. But you now know about emotional eating and cravings and how it's actually very easy when you know how. The insight is easy. Now it's building up that muscle and doing it and understanding it and repeating it and repeating it. Finding ways of having the good emotions without turning to food. Okay, see you for episode 4 shortly.